Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Debbie and Mo each have 3. Faith has 2.
Okay, Faith, you're in second place. You're up first, fill-in-the-blank. On Wednesday, Chief Justice John Roberts rebuked blank for saying members of the Supreme Court would pay the price if they rule against abortion rights.
Chuck Schumer.
Right. After a primary on Tuesday, Jeff Sessions was forced into a runoff election in his bid to reclaim his Senate seat in blank.
Alabama.
Right. This week, Israel's legislature united behind a bill intended to block blank's reelection.
Netanyahu.
Right. To help combat the economic effects of coronavirus, the Fed announced it was cutting blanks by 0.5%.
Interest rates.
Right. During a wellness conference last weekend, Oprah Winfrey was giving a speech on the importance of balance when she blanked.
Fell over.
Yes, she lost her balance. On Monday, students at universities across the U.S. protested the use of blank recognition technology on campus.
Facial.
Right. Best known as the host of Inside the Actors Studio, blank passed away at 93.
Aw, James Lipton.
Yes, a Polish soccer player's overhead bicycle kick would have been amazing if he'd hit the ball, but instead he blanked.
He kicked his own head.
Yes, he did. He kneed himself in the face and broke his own nose. Polish defender was hoping for a little on-field glory when he tried to net a goal with an overhead bicycle kick. That's where you floor yourself upside down and kick the ball in the air. Unfortunately, he missed the ball entirely and instead drove his knee directly into his own face. The whole thing is amazing, not only because the defender attempted something most offensive players can't even do, but also because this is the first time in soccer history that someone was not faking an injury. Bill, I think Faith did pretty well, am I right?
She did great. 8. Right. Can't get any better than that. 16 more points. Total of 18 when
well
you put them all together.
Well done. All right. We just flipped a coin in the booth, and we've decided that Mo is going second. So, Mo, you are up next. Fill in the blank. Mm. On Tuesday, the Trump administration filed a libel suit against the Washington Post for 2 opinion articles linking Trump to blank.
Russia.
Right. During a live segment on Monday, MSNBC host blank retired on air.
Chris Matthews.
Right. Following Joe Biden's Super Tuesday wins, the blank jumped 1,200 points.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Yes. On Sunday, a court ruled that the White House cannot continue returning asylum seekers to blank.
To Mexico.
Right. On Wednesday, fake meat company blank announced it was cutting prices by 15%.
It's Vegemite. I don't know.
No, it's Impossible Foods on Tuesday.
Impossible
Jeopardy
Foods.
Host blank gave a 1-year update on his cancer diagnosis.
Alex Trebek.
Right. Parents in the UK who wanted their 11-year-old son to stop playing the violent video game Grand Theft Auto allowed him to blank instead.
Steal a car.
I'm going to give it to you. They let him drive a car around for real. It was theirs. The family hoped letting their preteen child drive a car around town would get him away from the crime-based video game and into the much more lucrative world of actual crime. He was eventually pulled over by the cops for reckless driving, but because he did not fight them or steal their guns, he had to start the whole level over. Bill, how did Mo do in our quiz?
He got 6 right, 12 more points, total of 15. Faith is still in the lead.
All right, and how much does Demi need to get to win?
Demi needs 8.
All right, Demi, this is for the game. On Wednesday, the House approved an $8.3 billion bill to combat blank.
Coronavirus.
Right. Despite signing a peace deal last week, the U.S. conducted an airstrike against the blank in Afghanistan.
Taliban.
Right. Emergency crews are still looking for missing people after tornadoes tore through blank this week.
Tennessee.
Yes, indeed. On Monday, the Surgeon General urged people worried about coronavirus to stop buying blank.
Dirt?
No. Face masks. On Tuesday, the Chicago School District announced they would replace Columbus Day with blank.
Crayon Day.
No. Indigenous Peoples Day. On Monday, New York Knicks fan blank was briefly barred from his seat after refusing to use the VIP entrance.
Spike Lee.
Yes, a man in China who texted his friends to let them know he'd just finally gotten his driver's license missed their responses because he blanked.
Crashed.
Right. He immediately drove his car off a bridge and into a river. The man's route home from the DMV went over this very narrow bridge with no guardrails that was also used by pedestrians, so it made perfect sense that the new driver chose that moment to check his texts. Fortunately, emergency workers arrived before the car was fully submerged, but it took them a while to get the man out of it because he refused to leave until he texted all his friends, "OMG, I'm in the river." Bill, Did Demi do well enough to win?
Well, he got 5 right, 10 more points, total of 13, which is very good for your first time.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Very good, but that means...
That means Faith is the winner.
Congratulations, Faith.